visiting today with Mary Chris Barth. She is a farmer from Beaver and not really the panhandle, we should say, but she's here with us this morning to talk about something special you guys have called the 5-State Beef Conference. So tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, this conference rotates within counties in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico. And this year, Beaver County has the privilege of hosting next Tuesday, October 4th, and we will start registration at 9:30 at the Fairgrounds Pavilion. Then we will break for a lunch and end the session by 4 p.m.
And this is kind of cool because you were saying, like, so this is some maybe folks' first opportunity to go to the Oklahoma 5-State Beef Conference in Oklahoma.
Well, it's been a number of years. The last time I actively participated in Beaver County was 15 years ago. So we're very privileged to have it back and looking forward to all people coming from multiple states. Yes.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit about the program and the speakers that you guys are going to have. So because you have a really good lineup here.
I think it's all drought related. We're also tied to our weather situation right now. Our headline speaker is Kit Farrow. He's from Cheyenne Wells, Colorado. And his concept is mid-frame cattle. We tend to go very different levels, and we're back to that middle of the road cow. He focuses on production per acre rather than production per cow. And Mr. Farrow says a farmer does not focus on production per plant. He focuses on production of bushels per acre. So it's a similar concept for a rancher.
Very good. And this is going on throughout the whole day. So you're going to have several speakers, I'm guessing.
We'll have several speakers. The next speaker will be Dr. Tim Steffens, and he is from Texas A&M AgriLife Services, comparable to our OSU Extension. And he will be talking about how we monitor our pastures during this drought situation, choosing methods so that we don't overgraze. We're all impacting heavily on water sources and such. And that will be followed by two more individuals from Texas. Justin Rader is a rancher, longtime family, and his is stewardship. What is the drought impact, the ecological stewardship, and what are those relationships to maintaining our cow herd? And will be followed by Adam Isaacs, another young rancher, and it's managing the grazing and how do we adapt in these drought conditions. Maybe there's some rotational grazing with hot wire. Maybe it's just portable water sources we're using, but making the most of what forages we have.
Sounds like it's going to be a really good lineup. And of course, you kind of living in the Panhandle area, you guys know not just your area, but the whole state is in drought right now. So this is going to be really good information for producers.
I think it will be. It will be followed up. We're very privileged to have a participant from K-State this year, Jenny Ift, and she's going to be focusing on the drought insurance. We have new opportunities that we didn't have in the last drought as far as forage insurance, and now some livestock value insurance as far as what the markets are doing. And that will be very pleasant to have her as part of our program. And then Mr. Farrow will close out the program.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great lineup, and you're actually providing dinner. So how much better does it get?
Oh, it's a home-cooked beef dinner, and it never fails to please.
So for folks that would like to sign up and go to this conference, kind of tell us how they should sign up to go.
The simplest way is if you will contact the Beaver County OSU Extension Office, that gives us a little easier head count on the meal. No one's going to be turned away. You don't get registered. Just show up on Tuesday and we will have a seat and a plate for you.
And this is at the Beaver County Fair Building in Beaver, correct?
Yes. On the south side of town, you cannot miss it.
Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday, October the 4th. Well, thank you so much, Mary Chris. We appreciate you educating us on the event. It sounds like this is the first time opportunity in 15 years for all of our Oklahoma folks to head to the Panhandle and get to hear from speakers all across other areas who are kind of still in the same situation with the drought.
We're pleased to be able to have them and look forward to everyone being able to attend.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.